Thank you for tuning in to Investment Insight presented by McKay Wealth Advisory. My name is Hayden Proffitt. Joining us today, we have Brent McKay.
Yeah.
Brent, 59 and a half rollover. Should I do it? Should I not? Help me walk through some of the positives and negatives.
It's a great question. So the big rollover question, of course, is, you know, when you separate from a job, you can roll money from your 401k typically to an IRA. A lot of plans allow 59 and a half. Some plans allow 65 or different ages. But the majority of plans that we've seen, 59 and a half is an age that you can roll money out of your 401k. So should I do it, should I not? Well, one of the negatives of rolling the money from a 401k to an IRA is you get a volume or a cost discount typically in a 401k because you buy as a group. A lot of times the cost is more expensive when you work with an advisor. Not always, but it can be. Obviously, one of the things we do as a company is we do block trading. So when we do our big rebalances, we can get a cost savings by doing bulk orders. And that does help negate some of the cost in our experience. One of the positives, of course, for rolling money from a 401k to an IRA is you make the decisions. You have a lot more investment options outside of a 401k. You know, 401k is limited. Usually they have maybe 15, 20 options. IRAs, you've got tons of options. But that can also be a negative too, because you got to sort through all the many millions of different investment options and vehicles you could buy. There's also a 10-year rule benefit. 401ks are company driven. So we in the past, we've had people we've worked with where a situation has arisen where the beneficiaries were kind of murky, like beneficiary form didn't get updated and all that money was sent out taxable to their estate and taxed at a 37% tax bracket versus what would have been about a 0% bracket, because the 401k plan required all the money to go out upon this person's death, and then a person didn't get to make the decision. So one of the big benefits of an IRA is, under current law, you've got a beneficiary has 10 years to pull that money out. Most 401k plans do not allow anyone but a spouse to continue to be in the 401k. So if you and your spouse were to pass away, or if you don't have a spouse and you were to die, all that money comes out a lot of times taxable to your beneficiaries. And that's a pretty big negative.
Right. So rolling, one of the positives would be is you control your money and you get the customer service.
Okay. Customer service is a big thing too. You know, a lot of times 401k plans are set up for low cost and, you know, they're big call centers. There's really no one-on-one tailored, you know, service in a 401k. Typically some 401ks there are though. And so one of the benefits we feel like working with an advisor is you've got someone there to help you get your monthly check sent out and to help, you know, pick out the investment options and build a financial plan. So those are things to consider when you look at doing a 59 and a half rollover as well.
Right. Well, perfect. Thank you for talking to us about the 59 and a half rollover, and thank you for tuning in today, and I hope you have a great day.